It is Tuesday morning time for your PNW Ag Network price at the pump. Joining us on the PNW Ag Network hotline, Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. Patrick, thanks as always for the time. So what exactly are oil prices up to right now?
Well, oil prices are certainly rebounding over the weekend after new attacks between Israel and Iran escalated the situation, although there's been some development. It looks like Iran may be backing off those attacks, and President Trump urging both sides to stop shooting, quote unquote. But having said that, oil price is still up about 1% this morning. West Texas Intermediate up about 81 cents a barrel to 91.35, where Brent crude oil is up about $1.17 to 94.25. We had seen oil prices reacting more sharply overnight after trading opened. WTI and Brent crude oil were up 3 to 4%, but those increases have now tapered off, as it looks like President Trump is urging for both sides to obey the ceasefire. But for now, continued back and forth as we now enter day number 98 of the situation ongoing between the U.S. and Iran. The Strait of Hormuz continues to be closed, although oil prices remain well below where they were in April, as we do see some oil still flowing through, or I should say around, the Strait of Hormuz. The Saudi pipeline, the East-West pipeline, with a capacity of 7 million barrels a day, has been fully loaded since really late March. Saudi's longstanding contingency plan for keeping oil flowing has been to utilize their backup pipeline, which redirects oil around the strait into the Red Sea port of Yanbu. That is likely keeping downward pressure, or at least some pressure on oil, from rising more significantly. In addition, over the last several months, China has continued to reduce its import consumption dramatically. Prior to the war, China was importing about 11 million barrels of oil per day. In April, that dropped to a little over 9 million, and we're expecting that numbers in June may show a fall closer to 6 million barrels a day. So between China reducing imports and Asia reducing consumption considerably, coupled with the Saudis sending more oil around the strait, that is likely keeping oil prices in somewhat of check. In addition, on the refined product side, consumers in the U.S. have now seen gas prices declining for four straight weeks. That due to not only oil prices that have been under somewhat pressure, but as refineries have really cranked up output, maintenance is over, and U.S. refineries, factoring in some refinery closures, are utilizing over 95% of their capacity, and that's put downward pressure on gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel prices in recent weeks.
Patrick, with things changing, whether that's Saudi Arabia's delivery or China's consumption, could this all have a bigger long-term impact on oil consumption when we get back to normal, I guess you could say it?
I think it certainly could, although it may take several months for all of that to shake out. Once the strait is reopened, we will start to see what the reaction will be. I can virtually guarantee you that countries in the Middle East will likely learn from the strait being shut down, and they will likely collectively work together to build new infrastructure to avoid Iran's potential continued control of the strait in the years ahead. That is something that we're already seeing an interest in by several Middle Eastern countries. So I think there's going to be a tremendous learning experience from this to potentially mitigate the future, and not just the Strait of Hormuz, but any other infrastructure that could be controlled by an entity like Iran. You're probably going to see countries trying to make contingency plans for if something like the Strait of Hormuz disruption or economic disagreement would affect those other pieces of infrastructure. So some of that could take years to build out. It likely will take years to build out. But for now, those talks are just getting started.
And Patrick, before we came on air, something else you were talking about that's of concern is the oil reserves here in the United States. They continue to drop.
Well, the U.S. Strategic Reserve does continue to decline at a pace of about 8 to 10 million barrels every week. That is because President Trump authorized the release of 180 million barrels back in March, the onset of the situation. That should be concerning. Because at the end of these releases, by later this year, potentially late summer, the inventory drawdowns are going to be over and the USSPR will be far less filled. And that is likely going to be somewhat of a concern moving forward because it will put the U.S. In a more vulnerable position if there is another disruption or development like the Strait of Hormuz situation.
Patrick, before we let you go, what are those fuel prices looking like across the West Coast?
Yeah, prices at the pump across Washington State and really the West Coast continue to be elevated compared to other regions. That, of course, continues to be partially due to California's loss of refining capacity. At least for now, prices have, though, fallen across the West Coast in the last couple of weeks. That's the good news. California back below the $6 a gallon mark for gasoline. But on the diesel front, California, Hawaii, and Washington still boast not only the most expensive gasoline prices, but the most expensive diesel prices across the country.
Patrick DeHaan, GasBuddy.com. Thanks so much for joining us right here on PNWAg.net.